We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of quarterbacks, I'll be quarterbacking the monumental Altcast for the Capital Sabres tonight on the couch with Brent Johnson and Carl Alsner, who joins us now on the BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting's come to Maryland. Don't place the first bet without checking BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app right now. Visit BetQL.com. Carl, it has been a while, man. It is awesome to have you back on the show in D.C. How you been?
I'm doing great. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's nice to chat with you guys. It's weird being away from the game and not getting to chat sports with all the great minds in the area like you guys. So thank you so much.
And some of the secondary minds as well. Carl, the show that you guys are doing, I love this. Is this something that you, just as a fan, I know you played it obviously at the highest level, but I've always thought things like this would work. I've always thought like the casual conversation in-game, talking the way friends talk while they're watching would be something that'd be appealing. Is that something that you've always kind of thought as well as a fan of sports in addition to being a pro athlete?
Yeah, you know what? I never really thought about doing it so other people could listen in and watch in until obviously the Mannings did it with their Manning cast. And I've caught myself watching it a few times too because, well, just for example, with football, it's one of those sports that I like a lot, but when people are talking about, you know, watch this defensive line doing this or whatever, and I'm like, all I can see is wherever the ball's going. You know, I'm not paying attention to all that extra stuff. So when someone can really break it down for me, I like it, which is what I've been told from tons of other people here that I don't even know, at least 10, 15 times where they've asked to, they want to come and watch a game with me, or they'd love to go to a game with me just to listen to what I'm saying or what I'm seeing. And I'm like, There's something to that then. So when they told us they were going to start doing it, I'm like, well, there it is. It's our chance to impart some wisdom on some people or make ourselves look like fools with our bad calls and things that don't work out live. So either way, it's going to be fun, and I'm excited that we have the chance to do it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Caps Sabres tonight. Altcast is over on Monumental 2. Of course, if you're in the car, listen to the game right here on 106.7 The Fan. We've got the John Walton call for you just after 7 o'clock. Carl, I am curious because, you know, they've sent an email out. They're like, hey, we don't want this to be overly dressy. We want to keep it, you know, somewhat casual, but don't look like a slob. As a bigger fella, that's hard to do. Casual and slob are synonymous. But then this is hockey guys, Danny, that I'm dealing with.
I know.
So like JP, our boy from Middays, is doing the basketball casts and, you know, wearing, they look good wearing their sneakers and their, you know, pullovers and stuff. Well, meanwhile, I show up and Boudreaux's like, yeah, I just wear suits. That's kind of what I'm going to do. I'm like, all right. So I've literally brought 2 dress shirts, a jacket. I've got jeans. I've got dress pants because I got to read and react to you and Brent Johnson tonight. So what are we wearing tonight?
It's funny, and just so everyone knows, there's a side chat going on with a dress code text, which I can really appreciate because I was always so worried about dress code. Even now, it's I'm going somewhere, I always text people and ask what dress code is. So,
but can you imagine if I show up and I'm just like doing the button down in jeans, and then you guys are in full suits with ties? That is not. It's not a great look for your boy.
No, it's not. But hey, you just gotta go with it, right? At that point, you're already there. But I'm trying to be. I want to be somewhat casual. I don't want to sitting on a couch in a suit is not the most comfortable thing, right? Like, so this is actually funny. When I did my first game with Monumental Sports, oh man, when I got back here, so a couple of years ago, I was at the height of my, let's just say, retiredness. And I saw that Alan's got his suit done up. And every time I see someone, they usually have their suit done up when they're sitting on those chairs. And I could not get my buttons done up because it had been a while since I had been stepped foot in the gym. And I was just stepping foot in the kitchen instead. And so I was like, you know, I got to get back into shape. And now I'm close, but thinking about it today, I'm like, I got to sit on a couch with potentially wearing a suit. That's just not going to be good for me. So I'm going pretty casual jeans, golf shirt, maybe a jacket. But that's the plan right now. But who knows? Last minute, I might spill my coffee on myself and change it up. But that's the plan right now. So hopefully we're matching.
Well, Carl, I share that anxiety, by the way, about attire. So years ago when I got married, this is forever ago, I was like, I'm so tired of those invitations coming in the mail where it's like, whimsical summer cocktail. I'm like, I don't know what that means. Tell me exactly what to do, and I'll meet the dress code. I'll even exceed it, but I need to know. So I spelled out in our invitations, and I said, literally, dudes wear suit and tie, ladies wear whatever corresponds, because they always know and we don't. That was kind of how I felt about it.
Let me tell you something funny. There's a good story about this. So I had a buddy I played junior hockey with. His name is Riley Merkley, and he was a country kid. And he invited me and Mandy to his wedding. And the first thing I said is, hey, are we wearing suits and ties? Like, is it formal? What is it? He's like, oh, man, I don't care. Probably, you know, most of my family's probably just going to wear jeans and a cowboy hat anyways. And I'm like, okay, this guy's very sarcastic too. So I'm like, he's for sure messing with me. He wants me to show up wearing jeans and a cowboy hat. So my wife and I, we pull up, it's in a field, and she's wearing a dress and heels. I'm wearing a three-piece suit, and we get out of the car, and what do I see? Pretty much all jeans, yeah. T-shirts, cowboy hats. And one of the guys walks up to us, and he just goes, you must be the hockey player. And I'm like, oh, crap. So we stayed for the ceremony. We drove an hour and 15 minutes back home, changed, got so much more casual, and drove an hour and 15 back for the after party. And I was like, okay, I need to take people serious. If that's what they tell me, that's what they tell me.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's outstanding. 9 years with the Caps, and of course the final three in Montreal. Carl Alsner is with us on Grant and Danny. What a massive game tonight coming up here at the top of the hour, just after 7 o'clock for the Capitals as they're in Buffalo. For whatever reason, the Sabres give them fits, the speed, the youth, the ability to throw a couple of really fast top lines at you. 6-2 loss 9 days ago in Buffalo, and now in a lot of ways their playoff chances are on the line as they try to avenge that tonight, Carl.
Yeah, it's interesting. Buffalo's one of those places where the Caps doesn't seem to matter who's on the team gives them fits. You know, that was San Jose for the longest time. That was even Dallas for a while too. So it's just one of those places. You know, it's funny. Okay, so I'm not into advanced stats at all, really, but I also know that people are into it. And so I was looking at it last night, and the Caps apparently are according to the trackers, a faster team than the Buffalo Sabres. And so I'm like, how is that? You know, like, I'm curious, like, why? Huh? Yeah, exactly. Why is that? But then you look at Buffalo and they shoot the puck a lot more. And obviously the puck moves faster than players do. And I'm like, well, maybe if a team's skating faster, it doesn't necessarily mean they're playing faster. So it's just one of those weird things, right? I'm like, maybe there's something to these advanced stats after all, but I haven't been a full convert, but I think it's interesting, and Buffalo will give them some trouble. I think they want to end the season strong. So, it's been so up and down, and it's been very fun to watch. I'm so excited to check the scores every morning if I haven't seen the game end. So, yeah, fingers crossed for something good, because the city is just so much more fun when the team's in the playoffs.
So, Carl, you were folded into as a really good player into an organization that was, you know, 100-point seasons, President's Cup, really, really good team. This is a little bit different. So I'd love for you to speak to this. Some of these young guys are going through these must-win kind of games, right, where it's like playoffs on the line, trying to win and get in. There's, you know, kind of added accentuated pressure for some of these, you know, kids that have been at the NHL level as recently as like January, February, right? And here they are in the thick of a playoff race. How valuable is that for them going forward? And maybe think back and compare it to your experience as a young player folding into a competitive team.
Yeah, well, it's very helpful because it hardens you a little bit more, right? You have to really earn your playoff berth. And there was, I don't even know how many years it was, where we knew we were going to be in the playoffs by the beginning of March, sometimes even earlier. And so it's just a completely different feel around the team and every game that you go into. So you can go into the games with a ton of confidence, just kind of almost knowing you're going to win, or you can go in knowing that you're in for a big battle, and it can completely change your frame of mind. And I think once you do get into the playoffs, then you appreciate it that much more because of what you've had to go through just to get there. So I like it. I think it's going to be good for these players. And it's nice to see that there are so many young players that are getting this experience of what it's like to fight to the very end of the season to have a chance. So, you know, I'm definitely thinking years down the road that this, what's going to be the new core group of Washington Capitals is going to be in a pretty good spot. But I would not trade my experience for anything else, because it was a ton of fun winning a lot more hockey games than we lost.
Oh, such a good run. Number 5 overall pick back in 2007, Carl Alsner with us here on G&D. You were always extremely involved in the community when you're here, and I know you and your wife are launching some new charity initiatives as well, so I'd be remiss before we let you go if you didn't mention what you guys got going on.
Yeah, and so Mandy, my wife, is right beside me, and she's telling me, don't throw it to me, but I'm going to throw it to her because it's one of those things. Over the years, I've gotten so much credit for things that I've done, and I'd say 9 times out of 10, it's because of what she's done behind the scenes, or what she has urged me to do behind the scenes. So she's put in so much work to get this thing off the ground, what we've been wanting to do for so many years, and we finally had an opportunity. So her name's Mandy. I'm going to quickly let her explain to you the foundation, the charity event, and why we're doing it. So here she is.
All right, a seamless handoff here, like Peyton Manning to Edgerrin James, and we're joined now by Mandy Alsner, who is the brains behind the operation, it sounds like, according to Carl. So, Mandy, what do you guys have coming up?
So Carl and I just started the Alsner Foundation. So we are going to be working with nonprofits in the D.C. area to raise money for youth sports and enrichment programs. So our first event is June 1st. At Capital One Park out in Tysons. We're doing a celebrity home run derby and softball game. And we've got some pretty awesome people signed up to participate. But basically, we just want to have a fun event. We want to get lots of people out, lots of fans out, something different than a golf tournament or a gala, and try and raise some money for some very worthy causes in the D.C. area.
And so we've done, I mean, so many different golf tournaments and events, and, you know, they're all fun and different in their own right. But I've only ever been a part of one charity slow pitch game, and it was the most fun that I have had. And so,
I played in one time, Carl. They use the term celebrity very lightly at that point, I guess.
Yeah, how low is the bar for celebrity, by the way, for this thing?
Extremely, extremely low. Having said that, it was the most nervous I've been in a long time, bro.
Really?
I mean, I hadn't swung a bat in years, and we were over in Bethesda somewhere, and there were hundreds of people out there because there's a lot of people like you that people actually cared about. And then I had to go up and take my at bat, and I'm like, oh, I don't want this to end up on YouTube or Twitter where I just swing and miss. So it was nerve-wracking, but it was one of the most fun experiences I've had.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're stepping on the plate and everybody's watching you, right? So it's different. And when it's not your specialty, you definitely feel the nerves, like being on the tee box and everyone watching you. So, I'm hoping that the majority of people that are going to be playing have at least a little bit of baseball experience, that it won't be too bad. And, we're shooting for around 700, 800 people in attendance, because the park, I think that's what the capacity is. And we've sold, we haven't sold all the tickets, so there's still a ton available, but I just think it's fun. It's different. It's a little bit more interactive. You know, we're not separated by the glass and have our helmets on like we would in a hockey game. And you're not just your foursome for 4.5 hours playing on the course. So it's just something that we wanted to do. And baseball obviously is a very important sport in this area. So it should be a ton of fun. We're super excited about it. Sponsorship's still available if anyone out there wants to be a part of the day. We have an opportunity for some people to actually play on the teams and manage the teams. So I think it's going to be fun, and we're just excited that we have an opportunity to work with a few more of the charities around here and give back a little bit.
You guys have always done such a good job. The Alsner Foundation, you can check them out, alsnerfoundation.org, empowering the future leaders of tomorrow through youth sport and enrichment. Mandy, thank you. Your maiden voyage on the Grant and Danny radio program. I hope it was not too painful. We made it easy for you. And Carl, you got to deal with me for several more hours tonight. So I will see you this evening as we get ready for the Altcast at 7 p.m. on Monumental 2.
I cannot wait. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.